Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friday edition. Lots on the show today going on. This hour, about half past here, Meg Blumgren is stop in. Vice President, actually Senior Vice President of Communications at American Petroleum Institute. But join us to talk about 10 policies to unleash American energy and fuel economy that you will not hear from anyone near the White House or anyone near the administration or the regime. You just won't hear that plan. But there is a plan that could be implemented tomorrow, and Meg will talk about that. And then after 10 o'clock, the weekly talk radio town hall with North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer. Ron Ness is in for Scotty today, brought to you by his friends at PetroServe USA. PetroServe USA, great food, scratch cooking. Then you can grab it and go, which makes it so convenient at all the locations. And, of course, if you don't want to do the the specials, there's always the 4 for $4, which is my go-to. The three-meat personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, and a couple of cookies for $4. If you do want to hit the specials today, fish and chips or fish and fries, and chipped beef being served in Valley City. Harwood's got pulled pork today. Bacon cheeseburger hot dish on West Main Avenue. Chicken ravioli is really good on 12th Avenue. Chef's Choice on NP, lasagna with the garlic toast on in Glendon, and Newland's got regular meatballs, not the Swedish variety, big old regular meatballs up in Newland. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Ron Ness is back in for Scott. How are you? Is Ron with us? You with me, buddy? We got him. There he is. Oh, we have it? Oh, maybe they're waiting for him. All right. Daniel's got the lines answered at 800-228-0550. Until Ron joins us, I'll just ask. I would ask you this: I don't know if you were listening yesterday, I love Ed Schaefer. I've known Ed for a long, long time, and Ed, you know, I think there's a lot of old school kind of wishful thinking with Ed, and I and a lot of his conversations were about conversations and working together. Bipartisan came up a few times, which always does. But I would ask you, which I really didn't get into it with Adby, I just didn't want to, but I would ask you just to weigh in, and my thought is this. It's hard to come together. It's hard to have a conversation about a policy when said policy is really insane, is really just off the ranch. You know, like we need to be 100% green in 12 years. Oh, there's Ron. You got Ron? Can you hear me, Ron? But I don't know how you can have a conversation or come together or do that when the policy or whatever we're going to talk about is completely off the ranch. So I don't know how we make that happen when it comes to having a conversation. And how do we do that? And no one seems to want to. I would love to have a conversation with my senator, Amy Klobuchar in Minnesota, about the nonsense she spews about assault weapons and, you know, high capacity and the things that aren't real problems. But I can't get a return phone call. I can't even get a return email other than a form letter. So it doesn't seem like anybody really that's making these decisions right now wants to have a conversation or a debate. And when they do and they get about 3-4 questions in and they can't justify their stance on whatever ridiculous policy they want to put forward, they either, call you a liar, they run off, or they you know, you don't know what you're talking about, or you're a racist, or whatever. So it just seems that seems to be the way. I hear Ron milling around there. Ron, can you hear me?
Good morning, Kevin. I am here. Can you hear me?
You can hear me. I can hear you. That's right.
I can hear you. Today. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go. I will hand it over to you. I just had asked a question. If you weigh in, 800-228-0550. Just making a point, Ron, about Ed Schaefer mentioned. Yeah, there was a lot of talk about, you know, coming together and figuring out a way to you know, have conversations and dialogue and things like that. And it just seems to me that no one that comes up with these lunatic policies wants to have any kind of conversation or debate at all. So, well, it's great thought. I think it's just wishful thinking. And I would be interested to what you had to say at 800-228-0550. That's what I know. Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. This is Ron. Can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you. Go ahead. You're on. Rocking and rolling.
Obviously, Todd's not here today. Have you figured that out?
Okay. Yeah.
Jesse, we looking good over there? So, still got that delay. So,
yeah.
We got a serious technical challenge going on here. Jesse's working on it rapidly, so...
Yeah,
but I am here to have that conversation about energy, and I think it's time we have this conversation about climate as well, Kevin. That sounds better, Phil. We got the whole team in here now. Kevin, can you hear me?
Yeah, I bet we've been hearing you. You're on. You're fine.
You can hear me.
All right, let's take Ron. Yeah, that's fine. Let's just take Ron out of the thing until we get it figured out, and we'll get back. If you got eight. Yeah. That's all right. We can just take him out of the deal right now for now, Daniel. 800-228-0550 is the number to call. And let's go to grab line one. Hi, what's on your mind? Who's this? Do you want to give a name? Hello?
Hey, it's Brent Sanford calling in to talk to Ron.
Oh, hey, Brent. Didn't see you on the sheet. Good. Hey. How are you? That's funny.
No,
didn't have your name on there either.
I didn't know if I had the right number. I just found one that said Todd the Radio God Mitchell and called it on my phone.
There you go. No, it's Kevin Flynn. We're having a little connection issues with Ron. But how are you, North Dakota Lieutenant Governor?
Kevin.
And we're going to be, no problem. We're going to be talking with Kevin Cramer next hour, obviously, as we do every Friday. But lots of stuff going on. I'm a Minnesota resident, but obviously I work in Fargo, and I get a lot of the North Dakota news, a lot going on. That this deal with the soybean, the biodiesel crushing deal seems to be huge news.
Yeah, that was a fun one. That was pre-election, so it seems like a lifetime ago. But that was one where you see the congressional delegation all come home for it, and former Governor Dalrymple and Senator Hoeven and Governor Burgum. I mean, it was like a reunion of leaders, because it's been a project that's like 7 or 8 years in the building. So you've got to remember that when we hear all these new projects, it takes a long time, and that one started as a co-op, ended up with ADM, and, you know, a lot of the legislators that are corn growers are like, hey, you know, if I can sell corn at a better price, lower basis, that's good for me, so let's get this moving into here. You know, they didn't feel like they had the equity on the farm to put in the co-op at the time, and ADM took the mantle and ran, and then COVID hit. So it took them 2.5-3 years to get this going, but, yeah, they're going vertical like crazy. They're building. If you see what's going on north of the interstate at Spiritwood, they're building. They're going to take the crop in 2023, crop year. So one more year, and we'll be delivering soybeans at a prolific rate right there by Jamestown at Spiritwood. So it's good news for soybean growers and excellent news for our soy diesel project over in Dickinson. Marathon Petroleum is a partner in that Spiritwood plant with ADM. Here you have two public companies, MPC and ADM, are partnering, one an oil company, one an oil refiner, the other big egg, and they're partnering for the soy diesel to bring the soy crude to Dickinson. So it's a great example of ag and energy meeting and east and west meeting. Very exciting project. We need to have more of those, but we have to realize it takes years to get them going too, but it's good stuff.
What are you most excited about? I mean, besides that, you know, on the horizon, it seems there's even with that, what's happening in the Bakken, what's happening in the petroleum industry, it seems like if you're a North Dakota resident, there's a lot of things to be excited about.
Oh, man, but my dad used to say in the early 80s when he was a car dealer, and he was having great years, and then the rest of the country was trying to have Reagan dig us out of what Carter had started, but he said, hey, when there's high energy prices and high egg prices, it's good for North Dakota, sometimes bad for the rest of the country. Now, what we were finding during the Trump time is it was good for all of us, right? But now, with these high prices, you can't deny that there should be a good times for our oil producers, and then that makes a good state budget situation. With ag, these prices are very high for ag, but as we know, the inputs are awful. So guess what? We have the solutions right here for high fertilizer and high diesel prices if we get some kind of reasonable regulation from this federal administration. So we're hoping to flip Congress here in the 2022 election so that we can at least be a stalemate down in D.C., hopefully take the Senate as well. That would be more of a flyer, but if you take the Senate and the House, have some reasonable regulation from the Fed, we can help push those energy prices back down into equilibrium. That's a lot better prices for our producers and our manufacturers, and then we see the inflation start to come down. So we feel like we're in the driver's seat here in North Dakota. It's good times to be here. You know, a lot of national rhetoric is negative, but it's good to be here now.
Amen. Well, I tell you, we're out with North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. I want to talk a little bit about the effect of the true effect of the Bakken and what's going on. And is the president really not responsible for any of this, and his office doesn't set prices? Talk about that coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pasture land in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. And excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Friday. We're having a great one so far. What's on your mind? Back on the air. Hey, brought to you by our friends at Swanson Hyperbarics in Fargo. There is a new thinking about really just feeling better inside and out. The Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic has added a hyperbaric oxygen treatment to their program. It's called the HOCAT. It's an ozone sauna developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. This ozone sauna is a combination of treatments. Helps on the detox, you know, part of the body, improves circulation, helps your energy, helps your immune system, of course. Can help your pain, swelling, inflammation as well. It's really unbelievable. Having spent some time in the scuba world, I never got the bends, but very familiar with hyperbaric treatments and what they can do for concussion treatments and headaches. There's so many things that you can find out more about. If you're in the area, call them, 701-929-3930. A first 30-minute treatment is free. So if you want to just feel great, look great, be great, why wait? Here, Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, 701-929-3930, online at swansonhyperbarics.com. Really, game-changing stuff. I do believe we can hear Ron, and Ron can hear us now after our connection stuff. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
Well, good morning, Kevin. Thanks for covering for the technological mess there. But
we're good. No problem.
I understand we've got the Lieutenant Governor on the line still. Brent, are you out there?
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Brent. You and Kevin were having a great discussion, I think, about energy and about North Dakota. Brent, I think the real question is that I'm getting asked out on the street is, you know, what can we really do here? One of the frustrations that I have is, as you saw today, the Biden administration again went back to climate. We, you know, I kind of feel that we're being programmed for $6 to $8 gasoline. And that the only way to do that is to hide behind climate. And, of course, we need to have a real discussion about, you know, what are the impacts of climate change and how really, let's go back and look at history. I've seen a lot of data, and, you know, there are certainly, the climate's always changed. But there's a lot of data that shows that, you know, the things we're doing are not going to have an impact, and yet we look at the impact it's having on our everyday life. It's the impact it's having on our future of energy in this country as we shut down energy facilities. So any thoughts that you have in that regard, and really what, when you look across North Dakota, what can we be doing, what that energy policy from D.C. really matters?
Yeah, thanks, Ron. It's good timing. I was just with utility folks and coal folks yesterday, and just asking our big co-op utilities, you know, what they're hearing from their members and what's the art of the possible for them on jumping into this carbon capture business that's going on. And they're saying, their co-op members are saying, wait a minute, why would we spend that much money to do that when there's this much CO2 generated by the earth and then there's only a minuscule amount by man-made? And so they're, you know, they've got to get the co-ops to buy in to do a huge $2 billion project to do CO2, right? So it's not that easy of just snapping our fingers and saying, we're going to do CO2 capture on all of our power plants, and then maybe we'll make the Biden administration happy. But you and I know they won't be happy with just that either. But what our people need to know is we can produce enough energy here, as we did during the Trump administration, to drive those prices to the point down so low where it hurts our producers. I mean, so there's an equilibrium that could be attained. But what our producers need to know is there's a stable regulatory environment, and that is not coming. There's nothing but laughing and posturing and pointing fingers from the Biden administration. And so hopefully we get Congress on our side here after the 2022 election, hopefully with some luck, even the Senate, and get a little stalemate going on with the president. And maybe there's some more regulatory certainty for our producers to help these prices come down. And the American people can see that, no, we can do this ourselves. And it doesn't mean we have to just suffer for 10 or 20 years while we try to go to some fictitious society that we don't even know what the energy production will come from. They don't know what it will come from in this day where there's no fossil fuel. So we need to prove our case and keep doing what we're doing with the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority, Ron. Ron, you've been such a big leader in helping push that out, that we can produce the cleanest barrel of oil anywhere in North Dakota. And our coal industry is jumping in with both feet saying CO2 capture. Hey, where's the argument now if we're capturing the man-made CO2? And then all of us hope we can utilize that CO2 for enhanced oil recovery someday. At the same time, our ag industries are capturing their own CO2. And so taking that man-made CO2 conversation off the table, we think we have all the answers right here in North Dakota, but there's a serious gap with what this administration's thoughts are. And so we need some balance in D.C., as you know full well.
Well, Lieutenant Governor, I think you're spot on. And the real issue is they are all out a transition from, away from fossil fuels and fossil energy at all costs, and it seems like there's no price point, there's no economic pain, there's no concern about the reliability of a grid every single day. We're going to need electricity this weekend to keep our homes cool and save lives, as opposed to a transition to a overall cleaner form of energy, which includes renewables, which includes cleaner coal, which includes the cleanest barrel of Bakken oil in the planet. I believe that industry is there. I believe that future generations want to support cleaner energy, but there is a resistance against anything that is done that ultimately helps continue fossil fuels. And that really is what we're looking at today. When you look at supply, you know demand's going to go up. Demand's going to go up this weekend as people get their boats out. The tractors are rolling all across America. People are moving. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. And when you compress that with a continued downward pressure on production, on, you know, he went out and blamed the refiners the other day. Refiners are producing all they want. Oil's an import cost to them. They don't like high oil prices because they have to buy oil to make gasoline. He's out blaming them. They're going to produce every barrel they can. Obviously, anybody can when the demand market wants it that bad. But these little policies that you discussed, Brent, really begin to make a difference. So I believe we have a caller. Can we tee that caller up? No, I think they dropped off, Brent. So, Brent, just what we've done here, the importance of Coal Creek as we hit these hot weekends across the entire upper Midwest, the importance of that reliable energy on the market still every day, just incredible, isn't it?
Absolutely. We just had the CEO of Great River Energy in this week, and he just said that the absolute fact is the Minneapolis suburbs need those 1,100 megawatts coming from Coal Creek every day. And everyone I talk to from these rural electric boards and from the larger boards, such as Basin, is that the irony is here, now we're talking about buying Generac for your homes, whereas for the last 50 years, at least 40 years, we've had very stable electricity. You and I don't even know what brownouts and blackouts are like. We don't live in California, right? But we're going to all see them now because we're tied into states like Indiana and Illinois through the MISO grid that don't have requirements to produce capacity for what they're demand capacity is. So they think they can go and buy off the market from others that overproduce. So they look to North Dakota, who produces seven times more than we need, and export, and they think they can buy it off the market. Well, there's simple things we can do with pushing state law in those other states, but they have to require capacity generation for dispatchable baseload. Then they can do whatever else they want. If they want to add green into it, if they want to add wind into it, but they have to be able to cover their capacity, and they don't. So we're all going to suffer brownouts and blackouts, and Ron, you and I know brownouts, blackouts, $6 gasoline, $400 to heat your house, really high inflation. That's going to bring about a political change, and we need it soon.
Lieutenant Governor, keep up the fight. Keep up the great work. We're going to be back after these messages with Meg Bloomgren from the American Petroleum Institute to talk about a 10-point plan, the American Energy and Fuel Recovery Plan, which I think are just 10 basic, simple things that the Biden administration could put to work tomorrow to help reduce our gas prices. So give us a call at 258-0550 or text at 400-2226.
If you're fed up with cable news, it's time for a change. It's time for Greta Van Susteren again. Greta is back, and she's on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. I watch Newsmax all the time. And Greta is taking on big business, big Washington, and big media at 5 p.m. Central tonight and every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. Greta gives you real news and the facts you need to know. So check out Newsmax's new lineup with Greta, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Greg Kelly, and more. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them, demand it, and download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes seconds, and start watching anytime, anywhere. Watch The Record with Greta Van Susteren tonight, and switch to Newsmax. It's real news for real people.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of heads of cattle in Kansas have died as the heat wave continues to scorch the United States. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said at least 2,000 heads of cattle have died since Tuesday because of the heat. A.J. Tarpoff, veterinarian at Kansas State University, said the temperature spiked, the humidity spiked, and the wind speed dropped. End quote. A doctor who pushed the anti-vaccine movement was sentenced to 2 months in prison on Thursday by the January 6th Commission and the Department of Justice. Simone Gold will also endure 1 year of supervised release after the jail term and has been ordered to pay $10,000 in fines and restitution. China launched its third aircraft carrier on Friday. The Fujian is named after the province across the water from Taiwan. President Xi has made overhauling the world's largest armed forces a central part of his agenda. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Happy Friday. Man, we're going to have a hot one. They hit the C note by Sunday, saying that hit your sunscreen, stay hydrated. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. They got an offer going right now. Won't last long. Get it with the promo code Scott. It's the MyPillow slippers on sale, $49.98. You pick them, whatever you want. It took over 2 years to develop with the MyPillow team. They're indoor-outdoor. They got a thick sole on them. The impact gel, the memory foam, they form to your foot, fur-lined, beautiful. They're heavy. They have that heavy suede and that heavy stitching that you see. I mean, they're built to last. And in this part of the world, you want them built to last, especially come January, February, and you got to go outside for something. Call 800-506-9028. The promo code is Scott at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square right there on the homepage and do your shopping. And then the promo code is Scott. They've got deals. Buy one, get one on a bunch of stuff on the MyPillow. They've got sheet deals, towel deals. But this slipper deal is killer, $49.98. But it's going to be over soon at MyPillow.com. Promo code is Scott. Ron Ness in for Scott today. And good to have you back, buddy. Man, there's lots going on to talk about.
Lots of stuff going on as everybody wants to get out and move across the country and burn up some gasoline and have some fun. And energy is the topic of the day. We're going to take a call from Ralph, and then we'll jump over to Meg. Ralph, you on the line?
Yes, sir.
What do you got for me today?
Well, we have this drain on the grid system here, and I was hearing about how Bitcoin mining is a tremendous drain on the infrastructure for creating electricity. And I was wondering, Bitcoin really does not produce a product. It just says it's worth something. Why are we putting so much emphasis on this when we need electricity just to live and we're just mining an imaginary thing?
Great question, Ralph. I'll answer that, and then we'll move on to Meg Bloomgren. From a Bakken standpoint, the Bitcoin mining or the powering the cloud of gas produced on wells where you can't get infrastructure to them has been a tremendous benefit, because now you can go out and produce that oil. You're not flaring that gas. So that's really where it was initiated in North Dakota. The Bitcoin mining or the crypto discussions that we're having about larger facilities, now those are going to have to be powered by either natural gas, which would be a good thing in North Dakota because we've got a surplus of natural gas, or many times that when the wind is blowing, the power plants, the coal-fired power plants, have to turn down there, and that hurts their economics. So having them as a standby, I think, would be beneficial. So a lot of things to be straightened out there. But so far, at least in this part of the country, I think we've got the surplus natural gas. We've got the surplus ability to take those on well pads, and we'll have to work on it on those larger facilities. But it's an overall grid situation. So, Meg Bloomgren, are you on the phone with me?
Hey, Ron. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Meg is the Senior Vice President of Communications at API. Meg, you guys released a plan last week and have really been at the forefront of a lot of the discussions about energy policy and where this country is headed. And I know the Biden administration has come out in recent weeks and take some pretty draconian assaults against the oil and gas industry. So do you want to talk about your 10-point plan and how you think that could make a difference on where we're at on energy at this point?
Absolutely, Ron. And thanks for the opportunity to be with you. And special hello to all your viewers. We're frequent listeners of Scott's program. I wanted to share what we're calling our 10 in 22, 10 policies that alleviate pain at the pump by unlocking greater supply and fueling our economic recovery. You know, we're, as your viewers know well, energy demand today is outstripping supply, inflation at its highest level in 40 years, and fuel prices have soared, which is a major economic strain on families. And definitely this has been exacerbated by Putin's aggression in Ukraine, but we were short on the market prior to that. And so our view is that a solution is beneath our feet. We've got natural gas and oil in abundance. Oil from the Bakken is, of course, the second largest in the country. And so we're the envy of other countries in this respect. And we think that this administration has a real opportunity to use our energy as a long-term strategic asset that it is. And so our plan has 10 elements, and it's the things that we've been calling for, and Ron, I know you have too in the past, for lifting development restrictions on federal lands and waters. The Interior Department has held one offshore lease sale that was invalidated by an Obama-era judge, no onshore lease sale. And at this time in the Obama administration, there were upwards of 47 lease sales that took place, zero under Biden that have gone into effect. Second is designating critical energy infrastructure projects. And third is fixing NEPA permitting. You know, right now we have a lot of the product that's being developed in the country, natural gas and oil, and then we don't have the infrastructure that we can, that we have, or adequate infrastructure to move it to market, as we're seeing demand so far outstrip supply. We want to accelerate LNG exports. It's an incentive to be producing more if we can ship this cleaner energy across the world. We want to unlock investment and access to capital. Today, the Securities and Exchange Commission is taking comments on what they call a climate disclosure rule. It's the last day of the comment period for the public. I mean, this is a regulation. Energy companies put a ton of information out there about climate risks and how they're developing energy in America cleaner, safer, and better than anywhere else in the world. And yet the SEC is really kind of overstepping in many ways and making companies do it in a standardized way, and companies that aren't even accustomed to doing this. The third is to dismantle some of the supply chain bottlenecks. There's definitely a ton of that as it relates to inflationary periods right now, whether it's sand or workforce. And then also some other energy tax provisions, Ron, and ensuring that there's protecting competition in the refining sector. And anyway, there's a ton of permitting issues that go really our 6 through 10 of this 10-point plan. And so we've been working it really hard here in Washington. We've gotten a lot of attention from Capitol Hill, and certainly it's well-timed, as we know that the president has called on the Secretary of Energy, Jennifer Granholm, to hold a meeting of the National Petroleum Council next week.
Meg, these are 10 just basic, simple things. The president could walk to that podium where he could instruct his agencies to do them today, correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's why we're pushing to get these done in 2022. It's a challenge because this is a president that has, you know, ran and campaigned, and his cabinet has made it very clear that their top priority is climate policy. And I think, you know, while we believe in the importance of producing energy in America cleaner, safer, better, developing lower carbon technologies, we need a whole of government approach to energy. And it's clear that there's been mixed signals coming from Washington for, you know, quite some time, not just under President Biden, but we've just failed to have a constructive energy policy, as your previous guest noted.
We've got a caller. John, you're on the line this morning. Good morning, John.
Yeah. I am wondering, you know, they're talking about climate change and everything like this, mentioning cars and trucks and everything on the ground. Why is there never, ever any mention about airplanes?
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, do you mean the emissions from airplanes, John? Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah. I think because so much of the price, you know, of the price of your airline ticket is the cost of fuel, there's such an incentive for airlines to be the most efficient they can with the fuel that's coming out of it. I know the EU has put in, European Union has put in some regulations there, but, you know, I think the thing about American fuel is they're so much cleaner than they were just a couple decades ago. So I just think the engines, et cetera, are increasingly efficient in that regard.
I used to be an over-the-road truck driver, and I used to drive by the airport in Minneapolis. And you look at the green haze that sits on all these cars. What are we breathing in?
Yeah, it's true. Some of the sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxide that comes from some of the plants can form a smog. But I don't know. I'm not sure, Ron, you may know better how much of that's actually coming from the airplane.
Well, John, I think the emphasis of your discussion is that it's time that we all stand up and have a frank, hard pushback on climate discussion, because every time we get to this point where there's a series of very basic solutions offered, you know, it's off to that climate agenda again. And the pull of that group of people that are pushing the climate out surpassing those of us across the rest of America, I'm just mystified by it, because everywhere we go, people are frustrated with energy prices, gas prices, but yet the administration has not done one thing, Meg, not one single thing. Out of these 10 things, they could all do very easily. We were there 18 months ago, and it's been a death by a thousand cuts to the American oil and gas producer. Cut off your financing, make it harder to get permits, make it, you know, ramp up on the climate provisions and all of these things. I've been doing comments every week about new policies coming out that just, again, tighten the screws on energy production. And the unwillingness to do that is all precedent on their ability to say, oh, it's climate. And that's where I think it's time that we stand up, John. And I think the more questions we can have out there, the better. But the discussion has to happen, and it has to happen soon. And we can't rely on there's got to be more Democrats than two in the U.S. Senate and other places that feel the heat from their constituents about $6 to $8 gasoline, which I think is coming with one more event. So, Clinton Bismarck, you have a call. Question for us. Clint, do you have a question for us?
Hey, yes, good morning. What a fabulous conversation compared to, I think it was a week ago that Jason Bauer and Jessica Bell were on, and I think they're both fine people, but you know, there's an age group in this country that's been duped into this global warming crap. And to listen to these in-state environmental people rally about how we got to go down this climate change rabbit hole to keep what we have, it's complete nonsense. And, you know, this, for instance, this green energy, my dad's generation was fantasizing about 32-volt wind chargers till they figured out they still needed oil lamps, and that coal-fired power, that's what made this part of the country. I mean, it's been a boom for our whole nation, and this carbon capture thing, if that's a value added for somebody to make money on, great, fantastic, but we should be talking about building another unit on Minn Kota, or maybe a new plant up by Coyote or somewhere. I mean, this can't just keep going on like this.
Clint, thanks for the comments. I think you were spot on, and it's time we have pushback. Meg, are you able to join us for the second segment here? And we will be back after these messages. Your calls at 258-0550 or a text at 400-2226. Thanks for listening.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition, nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing. But without much of a framework and certainly no knowledge of the details involved, Mark was very helpful presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Friday edition, Scotty in Norway back next week. Brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. We want to talk about switching being easy. You get a free activation when you switch. And the thing about Patriot Mobile, if you go to patriotmobile.com, and their mantra is mobilizing freedom, you'll notice they are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes that we care about. And again, free activation. The code is Flag Family. Switching is easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call their U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile. Mobilizing freedom. Fighting for causes that we care about. Ron Ness, I'm really enjoying this conversation with Meg. Boy, it'd be great if... You know, Rod, if we could actually, those great things, Meg, that you're bringing up about an actual plan and solutions, it'd be great if we could get anyone at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to actually listen to any of that. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Well, Kevin, I think you're going to tee that right up. I've got a whole bunch of text questions coming in, but I think we'll wrap up with Meg here. She's, I think, creating a lot of discussion amongst our listeners. So, Meg, you got a 10-point plan. Seems pretty simple. I think it could be implemented by 2:30 Eastern time today. What's I suspect you guys are pretty close to the White House in Washington. What's been the reaction?
Well, the president sent a letter to us the next day after we shared the 10-point plan. He sent a letter to refiners across the country asking them to refine more product and to make less money in this moment. And so we were quick to point out that refineries in the United States are running at like 95% utilization. And the output that's coming out of them for jet fuel, for diesel, for gasoline, at the high of a 5-year average. So we invited President Biden and all members of his cabinet to come out and see and visit the men and women who are making the American energy that's fueling our economy at this moment, to come and visit us. You know, they've been to wind turbines and some of the other facilities, but we'd like them to see what's being produced, what's being shipped via safe and responsible pipelines, what's being refined here in the United States before he heads to Saudi Arabia next month. We saw the president of Saudi Arabia actually over in Russia at the St. Petersburg Economic Forum, standing shoulder to shoulder with President Putin. So it's a disturbing thing, and we've got to be able to produce the American energy that we need here to increase our energy independence.
Well, Megan, I will extend the personal invite. If you get the green light from the Biden administration that they want to see an oil field in an all-of-the-above energy state, we can show them what we're doing with soybeans, turning into biodiesel. We can show them wind turbines. We can show them coal mines. But we can show them a Bakken oil field that is world-class. It's producing the cleanest barrel of oil in the world, I believe. And we would love to be the host of that. In 2018, we had President Trump at the Marathon Refinery in Mandan. It was one of the great backdrops for an American president that certainly I've ever seen. And he stood there and he talked about energy dominance and the importance of the Bakken and the importance of everything we're doing in North Dakota to supply this country with food and fuel. And it was a fantastic message to the country. It was a fantastic message to the energy producers that we need to go out and produce more energy, and this 10-point plan is a great opportunity for you to push that. So we can hope you continue to do that. The refining issue is one that just puzzles me, and how you would think that the president would go back to that old talking point of pressing the refiners for, A, making too much money. They're the ones that buy that high-priced oil, by the way. When the utilization is so obvious.
Yeah. I mean, and the president, you know, released oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and then is now buying back, and the government's making a ton of money. So it's just an interesting dichotomy to see that, and kind of a head-scratcher. But our plan's at api.org, and welcome all your listeners to take a look and give us any feedback and share it. We're grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, that was a great plan. We're going to, I think we put huge amounts of oil into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, somewhere around $18 to $30 a barrel during COVID. And now we're going to release that as opposed to asking American producers and helping mm-hmm. them ramp up activity. But then we're going to buy it, you know, we're going to have to buy it back in now at, $113 a barrel.
Right.
So that's a great economic plan.
Comes back to the American taxpayer dollars. Yes.
Common sense. That's all we need. Shake the tree a little bit out in D.C., Kevin. We know about that.
Right. Says, could your guest host explain why North Dakota went from 1.4 million barrels of oil a day to where it is now with the same amount of wells or even more wells? I believe the well count is way down from where it was 2 years ago, is it not?
Well, you know, yesterday was the best day in the life of an oil well. So if you're not continually drilling and you're not continually bringing on new wells, your production is going to decline. And you have a huge, we're actually a little over 1.5 million barrels a day in March of 2020. Pre-COVID, I think we were headed towards 1.8 million, which at that point we would have surpassed the daily production of Norway. Think about that. We are We're three times what they produce in Venezuela, by the way, in which our president asked them to produce more oil, but he, failed to call a state like North Dakota. So every day you're not adding new wells, you're not adding new production, the entire field is going to decline just a little bit by a little bit by a little bit. So we've got we probably have more wells today than we had in 2016 or 2020, just because you add wells and you keep them on, but they're producing less each day. So we're about 1.1 million barrels a day, which is still great considering what we've been through. So I think we've done well. COVID was rough, and the policies are rough, but we'll be back after these messages. Meg, thanks for being our guest today.
Anytime. Thanks so much.
Calls your questions, 258-0550. Text at 400-2226. I'll answer the ones I have when we come back.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline, and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
LS number 6013.